All right, it's 1061 The Corner, and we are in the Corner Lounge on location today at Virginia Arts Studio in Charlottesville, visiting with White Rabbits. How's it going, guys?
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Good to see you. Let's go around the room here. Only, I think, half of the band has mics, 3 out of 6, but go ahead and introduce yourselves, and let's get right into a song.
I'm Steven. I play piano and sing.
My name is Gregory. I play guitar and sing.
My name is Alex, and I play guitar. And Brian Betancourt plays bass. Matt Clark and Jamie Levinson play the drums.
And you got a sweet-looking theremin there that you just picked up.
Yeah.
Brian's on bass and theremin today, so we're going to try it out. Yep. What song's up first?
This is going to be a percussion gun.
Well, how do you do? A kiss on the cheek. Well, it's been a while, so I'll just bang, borrow, and steal all your time. We'll call it dignified. Well, now it all seems to be cut and dried. So I know which way to run. You're tired, my love. I feel the same now. Now take it from me, what else could you do? Now where do you get off and how can I get there too? All in time, we'll call it dignified. Well now it all seems to be cut and dried. So I know which way to run. You're tired, my love, I feel the same now. My God, can't you see that I know which way to run? You're tired, my love, I feel the same. But left alone, won't speak my name out. It might not be true, and that's just fine. Cause I know which way to run. You're tired, my love, I feel the same. But let alone, won't speak my name now. Even rats would jump this ship. No, just give me some peace of mind, cause
White Rabbits in the Corner Lounge on location here at Virginia Arts Studio on 1061 The Corner. And how about we just get right into another song? You guys ready to go with another one here?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Through me.
There we go. White Rabbits in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. Sounded good with the theremin. Nice addition there.
Nice job, Brian.
Just picked that one up in Asheville at the Moog factory.
Yeah. We did a session with them yesterday, and that was our gift.
Your parting gift. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Well, we're in the Corner Lounge on location here at Virginia Art Studio in Charlottesville before the show with White Rabbits, Fiery Furnaces, and the Cinnamon Band is opening the show, but kind of a co-headlining deal. Is you guys been on tour here for a couple of weeks together, is that right? You guys in Fiery Furnaces?
Yeah, it's pretty much a co-headlining thing, kind of switch off every other night.
Okay, and it's at Fry Spring Beach Club this evening in Charlottesville. Now, I just wanted to start off by saying, here's how good of friends I was with you guys during our overlapping Columbia, Missouri days. I kind of surprised you guys a couple years ago. I saw you in D.C. opening for the Cribs. And you didn't even know that I had moved out east and was living in Charlottesville. So I had you sign a copy of Fortnightly. And Greg, you put Jeff, you bastard. And Steven signed it, I've always hated you, Jeff Sweatman. So,
I have no recollection.
I just wanted to let people know that's how good of pals we were back in those days.
Love you, Sweatman.
But I was wondering what it was like for you to return to Columbia, Missouri, where the band kind of formed in the first place, to film the video for Percussion Gun, the song you guys just did. And then later in the year, you returned, right, to play your own headlining show?
Yeah.
What was it kind of like returning back to the middle of Missouri?
Well, the experience of shooting the video was really great because we were working with a lot of old friends from college that now are in a production company in Columbia. So we hadn't seen them in a long time, and it was just fun for us all to kind of reunite. It was just pretty much a big party.
It's always fun to use your friends on things like artwork and videos and stuff.
Yeah, the video turned out great, and people can we've been pointing them towards our website for a little self-promotion, but we got a little videos page where we put cool stuff that we come across. So
all right,
so cool. I was wondering what it means for you to come here and finally play a show in Charlottesville. For folks that don't know, your record label TBD Records is also home to it's kind of Radiohead's US label, or at least it was for In Rainbows.
Yeah.
So, and they're kind of based in the area. What does that feel like?
Hot.
I don't know if I knew that.
TBD is based out of Charlottesville.
Kind of.
What?
Yeah, it's like part of the ATO family. ATO Records is here.
Oh, right. Actually, okay.
So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Is Dave Matthews going to be here?
He could be.
He's my boss, man. I got
a couple
behavior.
Words.
Exactly. Watch what you say.
Yeah.
But you worked with Britt Daniel of Spoon as a producer on this newest album, It's Frightening, and I was wondering who had to adjust more. Was it you guys having to adjust to his style of production, or did he have to kind of adjust to how you guys work? Or do you just
That's a good question. Yeah. The boring answer is that we met pretty much in the middle. You know what I mean? We both, I don't know, it was a very easy and natural sort of relationship.
Well, because you guys had toured with, you've done a big tour with Spoon.
Right, so we were all friends before we went to the studio.
I would say it was probably more of him adjusting to us.
There were more of us.
There were more of us, and we're boisterous and we know what we want, and he's probably used to being kind of in control. Yeah. So I think he had to take a few steps back that maybe he hasn't had to do in a while.
You could kind of gang up on him a little bit.
Yeah, we had the numbers.
Yeah.
Well, the short, kind of the short version for the folks on our station that are kind of new to your music, and, you know, we've been playing Percussion Gun a lot here lately. The short version that I give them is, you know, you've played Lollapalooza, you played Bonnaroo, you played Glastonbury, you've been on Letterman a couple of times, and you've recorded with Britt Daniel Spoon. That's like a pretty awesome short version of your story, but I was wondering what...
And we got a theremin.
And you've got an awesome theremin from Asheville, North Carolina. What has been your own personal highlight, big or small, here in the last couple of years as you've been on a pretty good run with Fortnightly and now the new album?
Opening up for the Pogues at the Fillmore in San Francisco was a pretty big moment for us.
Was that this year?
That was a couple of years ago, and yeah. it's still up there.
Anybody else?
This record was quite an accomplishment.
So many.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we met President Obama at the White House... And on Inauguration Day, of all days, he was so busy, and he still took the time to meet us. And actually, the best highlight so far that I think is the most sort of like touching and rewarding to me, just having worked so hard, is the author of Twilight really loves our band.
Are you guys going to be on the Twilight 2 soundtrack? Yeah. Are you in negotiations?
Yeah. Not that I know of.
I heard some pretty cool people were involved. I don't know. I just... Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Great movie. Awesome books.
Well, Greg, back in the day, we worked together at Streetside Records.
Yes, you did.
Just kind of part-time, you know, schleps or whatever, or at least I was.
Speak for yourself.
I know, exactly. Well, the farther away I get from it, though, like, we had a pretty good crew that worked. Like,
absolutely.
Some of those people that worked around
Steve
the same time.
Steve was part of that crew for a little while.
I was there, yeah, after you left.
Yeah, and, you know, the stuff people have done since has been pretty amazing, but... I was thinking the other night when I was trying to figure out what to ask you guys, like, those types of places don't really exist anymore. Very, very rarely anyway, the kind of hometown record store.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel a need to sort of like, does the technology aspect of what you have to do, like with Twitter and Facebook and all this other stuff, does that kind of overwhelm your creative process? I don't know, because it seems like you almost have to with the demise of record stores. You have to do all this other stuff that maybe you didn't have to do even 5 years ago. Or do you have somebody to take care of that for you now?
No, we take care of that stuff ourselves. And I don't know. I'm not going to say that we're so busy with MySpacing and Facebooking and Twittering that we can't write music or play music. It's still pretty cool to get a message online from somebody through one of those things. And I don't know. It's a nice way to still have interaction with fans and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's much more direct than it used to be, I guess. Well, and I thought, too, like a lot of your fan base has kind of come up through the blogosphere and whatnot. What's your attitude towards that as kind of a general entity? Because I don't know, I sort of have a love-hate relationship with the blogosphere, being a commercial radio DJ and all.
Yeah.
I have my moments of like, oh, wow, this is a great band. And then there's all the other stuff that gets a lot of hype that you really listen to it. And it's like, I wonder what is going on here behind the scenes maybe. But have you had like... pretty good response? I mean, do you have to kind of be proactive about it, or you don't want to be too proactive and seem like you're too self-promotional? Is it tricky in that kind of online world?
What do you mean? What do you mean? In what way? Like promoting?
I don't know. Just how do you get Pitchfork to review your record and all that stuff?
Right. My big problem that I have with a lot of the music blog stuff is just that the quality of writing has like really, really gone downhill, and the quality of music criticism has really, really gone downhill. And so to find like a really thoughtful review of anything is becoming really, really rare. But also, you know, you can discover a lot of bands that you never would have before. And the smallest band can become very well known very quickly now because of it. So that's a positive thing.
I was wondering too, are you all still living together in the same house in New York, or have you finally been able to kind of branch out a little bit on your own?
Yeah, we've spread out a little bit. Over a year ago now, I think.
Yeah.
But a few of the guys still live together, but...
Because that seemed like a pretty unique arrangement as far as being...
It was really good for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it difficult to keep the band together at times, or was it all, I mean, mostly pretty positive and...
It's been pretty positive.
Yeah. I mean, even when we get really frustrated, it's never really close to, like, completely deteriorating.
Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah.
Well, and I'd heard a story somewhere that one of the first shows you guys did when you moved to New York City, there was a guy in that audience that ran Say Hey Records and kind of shortly signed you thereafter.
Actually, the first show we played in New York was a Halloween party in our apartment building, and we did a Style Council cover, and Scarlett Johansson and Josh Hartnett were there.
Ah, that's an even better story. Nice.
Greg went on a beer run with Josh Hartnett. Said he was a really nice guy.
Yeah, he was nice.
Well, and in the wake of Fortnightly success, you were able to kind of wrangle that deal with TBD. So congrats on all the success, guys. Thanks, Jeff. Good to see you again, and looking forward to the show tonight. Fry Spring Beach Club is the place. Fiery Furnaces and White Rabbits. And get there early, too, for the excellent Stanton duo, the Cinnamon Band. How about another song, guys? Play us out. What's up next?
This song's called Rudy Fails.
There's a way to make it out in time. Get the cash under the mattress. Bear down in the streets. Run for cover. And if your money ain't no good, that's fine. While everyone's duking it out, you take your names. Well, I'll just take a number. Cause taking orders, they are armed to the teeth. Now relax, take a seat. Now we're laughing our sleeves when it's over. Cause I
hi, this is Matt from White Rabbits, and you're listening to 106.1 The Corner. Different is good.